As the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan grind on, we want to take a look at what it's like for the men and women retiring from service. There are about 2 million military retirees in the U.S. Their average age between 42 and 46, which means many of them are looking for another job, and many are suddenly in need of support after living on military bases. Well, now, Military.com and the United Services Automobile Association, or USAA, a financial services firm that works with the military, have released a report on the best places to retire. June Walbert is a certified financial planner with USAA. She's also a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves. She joins us from San Antonio, Texas. And June, tell us more about what makes military retirees unique.
Retirement is different for the military retiree in that they have three acts in their life. They have a couple of decades of service, and then they transition into a civilian career, at the tender age of 40-something, and then they go on to true retirement. So that in and of itself presents some challenges because they're so young, and they may still have little kids at home. And so what we wanted to do was give them both the opportunity to maximize their benefits and get the most bang for their buck, as well as steer them to a great place where they can enjoy good quality of life.
Okay, we're ready for the reveal. Where are the top places to retire from the military?
Well, the top place overall is Waco, Texas.
Now, why is that?
Texas does not have a state income tax, and therefore the pension that the military retiree has earned is not subject to state income taxes. So that's a real boon in the first place. Then the other nice things about Waco is that Baylor University is there, and when you're retiring and you want to go on to that dream job, you may have to finish a degree or pursue an additional degree, and Baylor University would be a great place to do that.
Waco is actually a very nice town, having been there. It has a terrible chapter in history, of course, Waco, but it's a terrific town.
It is. They have picturesque neighborhoods. It's just about an hour or an hour and a half south of Dallas, and Fort Hood is just south of Waco. And here's something that's no small thing. It has low unemployment, relatively speaking, at about 7.5%.
And so Waco, Texas is followed by Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Austin, Round Rock, Texas, College Station, Bryan, Texas, Harrisburg, Carlisle, PA. Why in Pennsylvania?
Number one, they do not have a state income tax either, and they have a military installation, Carlisle Barracks, that's pretty close. Pennsylvania offered those same kinds of things that Waco did that is important so that we can make that military pension stretch as far as possible and offer the best opportunity for that second career.
What kind of second career do you find the military going into? Are there some that jump out?
They do everything from working in the intelligence area in Washington, D.C., to school teachers across our country. Many, many military retirees are entrepreneurs, and they may be executives at big corporations. They, you know, do a lot of things. But, you know, here's a challenge that our military retiree faces. They may have been a navigator in the Navy, or like when I was a lieutenant, I was branched air defense artillery. That's shooting down enemy airplanes. Well, there's not much need for that in the civilian world.
Thankfully.
So, exactly. And so I transitioned on to something else later in my career. But if I were leaving the military then, I would have to figure out how to present my skills in such a way that a potential civilian employer would recognize that I could be a great part of his or her team. And so Military.com actually has a skills translator program on their website to help build that, perhaps, first ever civilian resume.
Huh. Well, rounding out the list of the top 10 places for the military to live, San Angelo, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and New Orleans, Metairie, Kenner, Louisiana. June Walbert is a certified financial planner with USAA, a financial planning firm that works with the military. She's also a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves and a columnist for Military.com. Military.com and USAA research the best places for retirees from the military to live. June, thank you.
My pleasure to be here.